dear," said Red Riding Hood, "how long it has taken me to get here." And standing upon her toes, she reached up and tapped on the door of Granny's cottage. "Who's there?" cried a gruff voice. "'Tis only I, Granny dear, your little Red Riding Hood, with some dainties for you in my basket." "Then pull the bobbin," cried the voice, "and the latch will go up." So she pulled the bobbin, and the latch went up, and Red Riding Hood opened the door and stepped inside. It seemed very dark after the bright sunlight outside, for the window curtains were still drawn, and her grandmother seemed to be lying in bed, with the bedclothes pulled up over her head, her nightcap nearly hiding her face. Now, before continuing with this story, I want to say that perhaps you have guessed, as well as I, that it was not Granny who was in bed, but instead the sly old wolf, who hurried to the cottage and put on Granny's nightcap and jumped into her bed to pretend that he was Granny. When the wolf made sure that Red Riding Hood had closed the cottage door, he said, "Come sit by my bedside, my dear, and let us have a little talk." Then the wolf stretched out his large, rough paws and began to open the basket. "Oh," said Red Riding Hood, "what great arms you have, Granny." "All the better to hug you with," said the wolf. "And what great big ears you have, Granny." "All the better to hear you with," said the wolf. "And your eyes, Granny, what great yellow eyes you have." "All the better to see you with," said the wolf. "And oh, Granny," cried the child with fright, "what great sharp teeth you have." "All the better to eat you with," said the wolf, bringing suddenly at Little Red Riding Hood to eat her up. At that very moment, two tall woodcutters rushed in and with their heavy axes killed the wicked wolf. "But where is my poor Granny?" cried Red Riding Hood, for she thought the wicked wolf had eaten her. Just then the door opened, and who should walk in but Granny herself. For it was another old lady in the village had been ill, and Granny had been down to visit her. My, but Red Riding Hood was glad to see her Granny, and hugged and kissed her over and over again. So everything turned out all right in the end, and Red Riding Hood said that he never, never would make friends with a wicked wolf again.